The Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor has a green light to actively enforce land use ordinances. Last night, the Assembly passed a resolution targeting neighborhood junkyards. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the resolution sparked intense Assembly debate.
The resolution was sponsored by Assembly members John Davies and Matt Cooper, and it was prompted by complaints the borough turns a blind eye to unsightly neighborhood junkyards. The sponsors wanted to give the mayor clear directions to enforce code. In public comments, Jeff Austin says when he heard about the resolution, he was in terror.
It was worse than hearing about terrorist groups operating in Fairbanks.
Austin was worried the borough would confiscate his vintage car and truck collection because they were rusting. But immediately after Austin, Marcia French said she would be equally upset to see the resolution fail.
And I have total empathy for where he's coming from, but I too lose sleep at night.
French says all she wants is to live peaceably, but not see her property value plummet because of neighborhood junk. That divide was echoed in Assembly debate. Lance Roberts called the resolution a step towards tyranny.
People will be scared to do anything. That they need to bow to the government, they need to kiss our boots.
He also compared the resolution to the ancient Roman practice of executing criminals on crosses, and that drew a concerned response from Assembly member Christopher Quist.
I'm alarmed to hear language like terrorism and comparing borough code to crucifixion.
Other Assembly members pointed out the resolution was a response to residents' concerns and thought it was a reasonable balance between public and individual rights. The Assembly ultimately passed the resolution with only Lance Roberts dissenting. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.